Lesson 26. The 26th lesson. Extract from the speech delivered by Marshal K. Voroshilov at the 18th Congress of the CPSUB. Continued. We know how at Lake Hassan, non-party Bolsheviks vied with party and YCL members in military valor and genuine heroism in battle with the enemy for our socialist country, for our party, for Stalin. Our army stands a watchful sentinel over the frontiers dividing the socialist world from the world of oppression, violence, and capitalist barbarity. It is ready at any moment to launch into battle against any enemy who dares to set foot on the sacred soil of the Soviet state. A pledge that the enemy will be crushed and destroyed at short order is the political and moral unity of the Red Army with the entire Soviet people. A pledge is the Marxist-Leninist ideology, the ideology of the party of Lenin and Stalin, which inspires the army of the Soviet state. The men, commanders, and political workers are always prepared to lay down their lives for this ideology. A pledge is the fact that our Workers' and Peasants' Red Army is a first-class army, better than any other army, an army that is technically equipped and splendidly trained. A pledge, too, are those numerous heroes of the Soviet Union who have earned this high title by their supreme service to the people in the ranks of the army. Comrades, our army is invincible. It is the offspring, the splendid creation of our party, and it is always ready at the behest of the party, of our government, and of our great Stalin, the leader of peoples, to fight for its socialist country and to put into practice the sacred words of the military oath. I swear to defend it courageously, ably, worthily, and honorably, not hesitating to sacrifice life and limb for complete victory over the enemy. Long live our great Communist Party of the Soviet Union. Long live the 18th Congress of our party. Long live our great Stalin.